I'm Karen Florin, and this is the Storyline Podcast. Today, I'm here with Johnny Avello, Director of Sportsbook Operations for DraftKings. Johnny, welcome to the show, and welcome to Connecticut, in a way. You're talking to me from Vegas, but you now have a big presence in Connecticut. Tell me a little bit about DraftKings and its presence here in Connecticut, and then we'll get into the actual logistics of sports betting.
Well, as far as sports gambling goes, the menus, if you go back 30, 40 years ago, were relatively, short. You could have bet when two teams are playing each other, we have what they call a point spread for football, and that's the equalizer. That's what keeps those teams equal. And then you can also bet that game, without that equalizer point spread, yes. And then you can bet total points scored, in the game between the combination of both teams. So when you go back 30, 40 years ago, we would stick to the basics, those type of bets. And not make it too complicated. But now you ask what DraftKings has in Connecticut, it's a pretty extensive menu. Not only is it all of those things I just mentioned, but we also do player props. How many touchdowns will a quarterback throw in a game? How many rushing yards will a running back have in a game? What will be turnovers in a game? And then once the game starts, Karen, usually that was the end of it. The betting would be cut off at that time. But now we get into what they call in-game wagering. So we keep those proposition wagers and offerings going while the game's going on. So things have changed a lot in the sportsbook business over the last 35 years.
I'm guessing that computers have made all this possible, yes?
Yes. It takes humans to certainly input the data. I know that the way I used to make all my ratings on teams, to calculate how good that team was mostly done by manually and on some spreadsheets. Now we use some algorithms to help us along with that process. So yes, you need that when you're doing this many different types of bets. You certainly need some help from, the electronic world.
So our conversation quickly went to football, but I know there are other things that people are able to bet on with DraftKings. Can you tell me a little bit about those other activities?
Yes, we're actually in a great time of the year. Football certainly started back in the beginning of September, and football does attract quite a bit of business. And that, that encompasses both pro football and college football. But we are in the midst of baseball playoffs. Baseball just came off of regular season that started all the way back in April, and now we're into the baseball playoffs. And some of those offerings I told you on players, will they throw touchdown passes? Well, we have those same type of offerings. Will they hit a home run? Will they get 1.5 hits in this game? So we give those same kind of propositions on that type of game. We just started the hockey, the NHL season just started. Pro basketball is going to be starting here shortly. College basketball is going to follow. So Karen, the possibilities of wagering on different types of sports is endless.
So do you have any idea the number of possible bets that you can take as we sit here right now today?
Of tens of thousands. And that's on a daily basis. When you look at our menu, you'll see not only things of the core sports that everybody's familiar with, the baseball, basketball, hockey, football, but we do a lot of soccer leagues around the world. We do Australian rules football. We do boxing. We do cricket, darts, handball, motorsports, rugby, snooker, table tennis, tennis. I mean, volleyball, it goes on and on and on.
There are two different ways now here in Connecticut that we're going to be able to bet with DraftKings, right? Can you explain those two different ways? We're going to be able to, the kiosks, I'm guessing, and the app that we're going to have to download on our phone?
Well, when it comes to the bricks and mortar location, that's where you walk in, you make a bet either on the kiosk or you go up to the counter to a live person and they write your ticket for you. So that would be the retail type of betting. And a lot of people like that, to bet in that type of fashion. They like that camaraderie with the ticket writer. How you doing today? You know, how's the weather here? It's good weather. Who do you like in the game tonight? On the kiosk, you don't actually talk to a person, but there is this machine which has all the bets that we offer. You can take your time and look at all of the different bets that are out there and make your bets by, you know, putting money in the machine or using a voucher. Voucher could be, you know, something that you've won in the past. So you take your winning ticket and stick it in and you can play off of that. That is the bricks and mortar way. The digital way, which is the most popular, because what that does is that takes everyone that is within the state boundaries. They can just download the app on their phone, then deposit and withdraw money that way. That is the most popular, and that's where we see the growth of the business. That you can do from the comfort of your home, comfort of your dinner table, comfort of your nightclub, wherever you are, but within the boundaries of the state of Connecticut.
Take me through it, Johnny, as if I'm a first-time bettor, and I'm doing it. I guess I'm walking up to a kiosk here in the casino. How do I place a bet?
You walk up to the kiosk. I'm sure that someone has an amount of money that they're going to bet that's probably already predetermined. So let's use $20 bill. So the $20 bill you stick in the kiosk. The kiosk accepts the money, says to you, you have $20 to wager. You look through the menu by just scrolling with your finger, find the sport you want to bet. Or if you don't know what the sport is that you want to bet yet, you continue to scroll through until you find something that piques your interest. Once you get to that category, let's say you hit baseball, baseball will now pop up the games for today, games for tomorrow, if there are any games tomorrow. And then all of those different propositions will be at a header above the game showing, you know, do I want to bet a certain amount of strikeouts in today's game? Do I want to bet a certain amount of hits in today's game? Do I want to bet who's going to win the World Series? That's called a future bet. So all of those other bets will populate above the, you know, the game lines. You go ahead and make your wager for the amount you want to wager. It'll say to you, are you sure you want to confirm this? You say yes. It prints out the ticket. It's always good to check your ticket to make sure that you didn't make a mistake, because you're the one that's inputting the data. And then you just take your ticket and watch the game. And after you win, you come back, stick the ticket in. You can either cash out or rebet and make another bet. So it's pretty simple.
So is it all cash that at kiosks, or do you take any kind of debit cards, or do you have a player's card, something like that?
I know that the casino has player's cards. I'm not sure that's been implemented yet into the kiosk, but you can bet off what they call vouchers, which is a piece of paper that looks just like a ticket. The only thing it is that it's a redeemable amount of cash on that voucher. So if your voucher's worth $100, you can stick that in, bet $20, and then get an $80 voucher back to rebet at a later date.
So if I want to go in and bet on, you know, the Red Sox in the World Series, what do I need to know about the game itself?
Well, there's two ways. Remember, I told you there's a couple ways to bet that Red Sox bet. First of all, you have the Red Sox playing a game against the Houston Astros. And so therefore, do you want to bet just the Red Sox in that particular game? Or do you want to bet the Red Sox to actually win the World Series? And so that menu above the game itself will say, you know, team to win, you know, the MLB championship or World Series. And so now you click that particular item, and then that'll show you odds of the Red Sox to win everything. That's including this series against the Houston Astros, and the next series would be against the National League winner. And so that will populate a price, and then that price, you can elect to bet that price at that time.
You know, we used to hear a lot, and maybe we still will hear a lot about the Vegas line and the Vegas odds. And is that changing as you're in Vegas, and I'm so happy to be talking to you there, but is that changing as sports betting gets legalized in so many states and DraftKings, I know, is expanding?
Well, you always hear that Vegas line because Vegas was the only one doing sportsbook. And so, you know, there was no other place to talk about it. You weren't going to talk about the illegal bookies line. So you talk about the Vegas legal line. But now that DraftKings is in the game for, 3 years plus, the DraftKings line is the line that is talked about now because we do initiate the line. That's where it starts with DraftKings. We're the first to put it up on most major sports. And DraftKings actually handles more money than the Vegas properties handle. So, now when they talk about the line, a lot of that have shifted now towards the DraftKings opening lines.
The newbie bettor, how much do we need to know about odds, over-unders, futures, all that stuff? How much do we need to know to get started?
You don't need to know anything, really, but it's wise if you do a little bit of research. And I'll tell you how you do that little bit of research. You can go to websites and look up what teams score average per game offensively and what they allow defensively per game. And then you look at some of the teams they've played already to see that if they play a very good defensive team, does that actually shut down their production or not? And so that's a good way to bet over-unders. You go to the game, you look at the total points that we have posted that, we're predicting to be scored in a game. Then you do your little bit of your research. You say, I think that, from my research, I think the two teams will go over this number. And so now you go ahead and make a bet over, or if you believe it'll be under, you go under. But I think you should do a little research before you make your bets without just go picking, with your eyes closed. A lot of people like to bet teams that are in their home state. So therefore they want to watch the game and root for their team. And that's fine. A lot of people do it that way. Now, if you live in Arizona and you're betting on the Arizona Cardinals, who are 5-0, you're doing pretty well so far. But if you live in the East, like in the Connecticut, New York, New Jersey area, and you're betting on the Giants, Jets, you may not be doing so well. So, therefore, maybe you don't stick with those teams because they haven't been giving you a good return. And you do the same for the point spreads. It's good to do a little bit of research to see what you think a team may be worth. And should you be laying those points, giving up the points to another team, or should you be taking points and looking at teams in the underdog role? So I'd say do a little bit of research, a little bit of handicapping to get your feet wet. Don't bet a lot. Enjoy it. Stay within your limits and have fun with it.
It almost sounds like you have to take the emotion out sometimes.
Oh, yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Okay. And you mentioned stay within your limits and be responsible. Does DraftKings, I see there's actually, I think it's a problem gambling message at the bottom of this. Handy dandy, available on your website, DraftKings Sports Betting Guide. What is your involvement with that, and how do you help people who might have a problem?
First of all, we're very cognizant of, people having gambling problems. And so the staff has been trained to recognize it and what to do about it if someone contacts you, or to look for certain patterns of customers, habits. And so, we're here to help. You know, that's a very sensitive area to us. So if anyone does have a problem, they can reach out to us and then we're going to act on it quickly. And if we notice a problem, we're going to act on it quickly. So we realize it's out there, but we're also here to try to help in any way we possibly can.
I really appreciate your time today, Johnny. Is there anything else that we in Connecticut should know as our sports betting and fantasy football, fantasy sports, et cetera, gets up and running?
Well, the one thing that Connecticut has that you can't bet on teams that reside in the state, and you can't bet on events that would reside in the state. So, unfortunately, that's something that we hope will be changed down the road at some point. In Vegas, we had that too for a while. We changed that law in 1999 or so. So remember, if people are looking for your team to bet on, whether it's the Connecticut Sun or the Connecticut women's and men's basketball team, you can't bet on those from within your boundaries. But there's still a lot other things out there to wager on.
All right, I'll let you go, but this was really fun. I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. Have a good day. We'll talk soon.